Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Tonight's a pre-record. Well, tonight, if you're in the U.S. here, I'm in South Florida. But if you're in Australia, where our guest tonight is from, Sydney, it's actually tomorrow morning. So hello there, and do me a quick favor. Send me tomorrow's winning lottery ticket number. I'm kidding, of course. It's not how that works. But anyway, this is the big show. A few days ago, I was able to sit down via Skype with Wasim Hawit and had a just a very, very great conversation. He is a an actor, filmmaker, stuntman, martial artist. Very, very cool cool cat. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I think you guys will too. We're going to play that in just a minute, and It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. He's a real, real cool guy. Yes, and the connection, for the most part, worked real well. I was glad on how it all came out. So didn't have much to clean up. I tried to clean up as much as I could. There were a couple instances where Skype's notorious. It'll go in and out every so often. But we did the best we could, and I think it turned out pretty well. Anyway, without further ado, here is that. Enjoy. How is it? Are you in Sydney proper there, or where are you at in Australia?
Yeah, Sydney. Yeah, that's right.
How is it today?
Sydney weather is a bit crazy because yesterday it was raining. Today it's cold with a bit of sun.
Gotcha. So, well, it's fall there, right? Or going into winter, I believe, right? Yeah. It's the opposite of where I'm at.
Yeah, but in saying that, it doesn't mean it's winter.
Right.
Yeah, Sydney weather is really crazy. So tomorrow could be sunny. You never know. But, yeah.
I hear you. It's been raining so much here on the news today. My girlfriend Danny was telling me, she's like, they keep showing pictures of fish swimming down sidewalks and stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. That's not a good thing. Oh, man. I should be okay. We just bought a house a year ago, and before we bought it, I checked all the everything out, and we're 14 feet above sea level, so we'll be okay for a little while, I think.
Yeah.
We might need a boat to get anywhere, but
You might need to get a hydraulic engineer to do the calculations.
That's right. Exactly.
To do all the full calculations.
Oh, man. So, Wasim, pronouncing your last name, it's Hawat? Am I saying that right? Or I'm probably not. Oh, I am. Yeah. Okay.
It's Hawat.
Hawat.
H-A-W-A-T.
Nice. Nice. Very cool. Now, were you born and bred in Australia there, or a recent or a transplant, or what's the story?
Transplant. I'm checking my physique. I'm still a human being. There's no transplant here.
Oh, man.
Just a bit on my background. I'm kind of a bit of a mix.
Okay.
My dad's Arab / French, and my mum's Brazilian.
Mm.
So I was not born in Australia, but I lived here most of my life.
Gotcha.
So I am Australian citizen.
Nice. Always into what got you involved in acting and stunts and all of martial arts, all of this? It all kind of comes together. I think it's cool that you do the martial arts and everything. I mean, it's got to be a bonus, right, with the acting?
Yeah, look, it really depends as an actor what you want to do, what kind of your journey you want to head to. But honestly, I've always wanted to be an actor. I did acting when I was a little kid, but then as I grew up, the parents, everyone around me, kind of did not encourage it. So I went a different path.
Really?
Yeah, so it's only the last 5 years I've actually pursued acting because, you know, I just wasn't happy because I was working in a job. I mean, I went to university and I studied. I'm actually a construction manager.
Oh, okay.
Which everyone thinks it's cool and it's a cool job, but when it's not your passion, nothing's not cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
It gets old quick.
So I've actually done construction for a long time. I went to university. I studied 4 years. I've worked on big projects. I've done my own projects. I've opened up my own company. But all this time, I just was not happy. Till I pursued acting in the last 5 years. And then, obviously, it's been a struggle, but it's a good struggle.
Right. Well, and, you know, when you find what it is you're supposed to be doing, it just feels right. And the world, you can put up with a lot, you know, if you're digging what you're doing, you know.
But you couldn't say any better. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and it's cool. I'm glad you found that, Wasim, because, man.
Well, I found it like 20 years ago.
but I mean, some people never do, you know. I've met just miserable people, and I thought to myself, you know, you're talking to him, I'm like, man, that guy needs to be, figure out what he needs to be doing, because it ain't what he's doing, you know. He's just not happy.
It's very, very true. And it's funny because, as you know, like figuring out what you want is very, very hard. It's very challenging because, you know, you think you go to uni, you say, yes, I want to be an engineer or a doctor or whatever.
Right.
But as you grow older, you start realizing what you really, really want. I'm not sure if I'm correct. It's only my opinion. But this is talking to friends and people, a lot of people I know. People don't start figuring out exactly what they want till their mid-30s even.
Right, right.
Because they go through changes in life. You get wiser. You come across a lot of challenges. And then as a person, you realize, oh, wow, this is what I want. It just comes to you. I'm not sure if it's through wisdom or through just life experience. But, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Me and my girlfriend Danny the other day were talking about, we have a family friend who is going through a tough time, and you know, he's 23 and he's real down in the dumps and just, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do and I can't do this and life is over. He just went through a breakup, and we were talking about this last night in the car, and I said, well, welcome to 23. He'll figure it out, you know.
23, he's still young.
Jeez. Yeah, and everything that seems so big and important, when I look back now at my 20s, and even my 30s, really, it really wasn't. You know, all those giant things.
Yeah.
You get by them, and it's...
You get by somehow, yeah.
Exactly. And then, you know, and the funny thing is you find yourself in a place where you're like, man, I don't even know why I was so worked up over that. You know, I mean, I know at the time it seemed big, but now I got this to worry about. No, I'm kidding. It's just perspective. And you're right. The experience, you know, experience. Well, that's cool.
Every time, every age has its justice. Mm-hmm. When you're 17, mate, you're supposed to party and go out and have fun. You're not supposed to start worrying about career at 16, 17. By the time you're 30, you'd go nuts.
Right. And at the same time, I've known people that are in their 40s that think that they're in their party 17-year-old. I don't know how they do it, man. I can't do that. You know, I'm like, how did I?
I'm still 17.
Oh, I can't. I tell you, with like drinking and stuff like that, man, I would be that guy at the party drinking out of the bottle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't do. I think it's the machinery, you know. See, you're in much better shape. I'm not.
I mean, obviously, yeah. I back when we used to drink at 17, 18 when I was at university, there's no way I can do that now. I'll probably be back in the hospital if I drink the way that I used to drink.
And I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's funny. It's my friends want to drag me out to go out, and I find excuses to stay at home. Well, it used to be the opposite. I used to drag all my friends to party. And I used to party all my... It's just amazing how it changes. I mean, it's... I don't know what it is. And it's, I mean, it's not because, you know, I'm not in shape or anything. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's maybe the priorities have shifted, maybe.
Right.
Maybe I've so much that I don't desire it anymore. I don't know.
I was talking to a friend of mine about this, and she was saying... I told her, I said, you know, it's just so expensive when I go out now. And she's like, what do you mean? You don't even drink like you used to. What are you spending money on now? And I said, VIP tables so I can have a place to sit down. That's much more important to me now, to be able to sit in a nightclub than to bounce all over the place. So I hear you, man. I hear you. So when you were younger and you... this is when you were doing your construction gig and that chapter of your life. And you knew, I mean, did you think in the back of your mind acting on the horizon there?
Yeah. I knew I wanted to do acting since I was a little kid. Hence why when I was a little kid, I did a lot of theater. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do much TV or anything else, but I did a lot of theater and I loved it. And I was actually pretty good. And I actually used to sing, surprisingly. I was actually a really good singer. Musicals. If I sing now, I guarantee you everyone will leave the building.
Well, you...
I don't know how that happened. But yeah, apparently I was a good singer. And I actually sang with, like, famous kids who were in musicals. But my strength was acting. But unfortunately, as... You know, when you're a little kid, you're very vulnerable. So you're always going to listen to your parents. You know, my dad always wanted me to be in construction. And I actually did love how things come together, how things are built.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a wrong area. so I did get into construction. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I knew... I mean, I'm the kind of guy, I've got a lot of energy. I've got a lot of enthusiasm. I've got a lot of passion. It's just I used it in the wrong area. But... So honestly, I mean, I wouldn't say I was miserable because, I worked hard. I made good money. I had my own construction company. I teed up with a lot of other builders. We made good projects, but just wasn't happy. And 5 years ago, I was more than happy to leave it all behind with no regret at all. So,
well, that's very cool. You know, I live in South Florida here in the States, and there's a lot of people that retire or get to a certain point in life, and they all seem to move to Florida because it's, you know, warm in the winter and stuff here. And I can think on my right off the bat, I know not so much too many people in the in your business, the film, TV, and theater business, but in the music business, there's a lot of guys that really wanted to pursue band projects and whatnot, and they might have, and then life happened, and you know, all this and that, and now they find themselves in a place where they're like, well, I can afford to do that now, and you know, and I got some free time, so you'll see a lot of bands of, you know, middle-aged guys. I think it's fantastic. You know, it's pretty interesting, but they don't have. They're doing it more for the enjoyment of making music as opposed to being famous and getting girls and all that. They already have all that, you know?
I mean, for me, it's obviously not, it's definitely not about fame. For me, I want to have it as a career, not a retirement, because I believe I'm still kind of young.
Well, I agree.
So for me, it's a career. So I want to definitely do it as a career. And, I'm not in position to retire or anything. For me, I am taking a risk, but I believe big risks equals big rewards. So I've lied. I do work in construction, but very much less hours. I do it just to make enough money because, as you know, in the artist's world, it's there's no regular work.
Right.
Construction. My hours work in Monday, Tuesday to Saturday, and I was making money every day. You know, it was good. With acting, it's, I don't know what to say. You know, you rely on the agent, you wait for the phone call, you know, you get one gig, you know, every week. Sometimes, you know, you wait for a month, and it's just not a reliable income.
Right.
So luckily, I'm kind of, or the journey Like, I've worked hard in my whole life, and I've bought a place, and it's almost paid off, and I've made enough money so that I can take that risk where I can pursue acting and work hard on it, but at the same time, I can work maybe part-time in construction. I do more consultant, not the heavy stuff, which is good enough because the money still comes in, and I can still pursue what I really want to do. So far, it's worked. It's working.
Well, that's fantastic, man. That is.
It's still a risk because I'm not, you know, it's not about the money, but it's.
But you got to live.
Yeah, I'd like to be at a stage where I'm a working actor. I've got one project after one project, not this 1 month, 2, 3, 4 months waiting for.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But that's, I knew what I was getting myself into, so it wasn't a surprise.
Now, in the acting world, there in Sydney, do you, it's Sydney has the perception, I guess, for us here in the States as being kind of the New York of Australia, you know, that's where everything seems to be one of the big hubs of where a lot happens. I guess Perth and
that's
other
very
places.
True. Yes, very true.
So I imagine there's a lot of entertainment work there, acting work. That if it happens, that's where it's going to happen, would you say?
Yeah, not necessarily, because a lot of, like, Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed in Queensland.
Oh, okay.
Which is not Sydney. You got Aquaman is Queensland. So Queensland is getting a bit of a hype.
I gotcha.
A lot of stuff. You know, the big blocks are like, i.e. Gods of Egypt was filmed in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the big blockbusters films, if they get filmed, until recently they've been in Queensland, most of the time it's in Sydney because we've got the big studio, Fox, we've got great locations. Mad Max, the recent Mad Max with Tom Hardy, that was in Sydney.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, a lot of stuff do happen in Sydney, which is good. But at the end of the day, Australia is not like the US.
Mm-hmm.
You guys love movies. In Australia, I'm obsessed with movies, but
right.
Like, if I was to tell a friend, not an actor friend, oh, let's go watch a movie. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'll wait. Oh, I'll wait till the DVD comes. You know what I mean?
Right.
For me, I can't wait because The Mummy opens tonight.
Mm-hmm.
In the cinema, so I will be the first person. But I think I've got the US personality because you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are very supportive of the entertainment industry, of the movies, the actors. Here in Australia, it's not that much as big.
I think in the States, especially now, people want some escapism. You know what I mean? They're
Here in Australia, like, it's like, oh, you're an actor. Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Oh.
You know? In the US, probably. Oh, in the US, I mean, every second, one in two want to be actors.
That's true.
In Australia, maybe one in 20.
Well, and the thing in the States, though, is a lot of people talk about doing it, unlike you, who are doing it, though. You know what I mean? And you'd mentioned Gods of Egypt. You were in Gods of Egypt amongst a bunch of other folks. We have a link to Wasim's Internet Movie Database, and when you go there, that page, you can see, you're just blown away all this work you've been doing.
I wouldn't say blown away.
Well, I mean, there's pretty some big names up here and stuff, and some good cool stuff. And you know, one of the things that really strikes me about you, Wasim, is you're very versatile as an actor as well. You know, seeing you playing.
That's what I really want to do, because I don't want to be stuck in a typecast, because then I think it just gets boring. You know, playing me. I mean, playing me is boring. So I want to play different people.
No, I see you played Count Dracula. How was that?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
That sounds like a fun part to play.
Oh, it's not that. I'm obsessed with iconic characters, i.e., you know, Dracula, Van Helsing. These are characters. They're not humans. It's just very, very interesting. And I watch a lot of Dracula. I mean, there's every Dracula movie I've seen. So I'm obsessed with this character. So automatically, it wasn't hard to get into the character because I got into that character 30 years ago.
Right.
So I know everything about this character because I'm in that world. I've seen all the movies. I'm obsessed with the character's movement, the voice. That's obsession. So when I auditioned, they loved me from the audition. I'm like, oh, wow. Even though I didn't have that much time to prepare. But I watched movies and just the voice automatically came to me and the movement. And like I said, it's the obsession because I've studied that character through watching its movie and it just somehow got digested. So when I auditioned, yeah, they loved it. And I was actually surprised. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't do much. but it's the 30 years of homework.
Right.
I didn't know. I did.
Yeah, oh, man. Now, let me... Well, go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
The thing is, I'm actually like my eyes are starting to open because a lot of other actors, you know, they open books and they read about characters. I mean, yes, it's right, but acting is watching.
Right.
You know, and one of my acting teachers told me that. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. And being, I mean, naturally when you want to study, it's you got that fear, the theory of if I want to study, I open a book and I study. You know what I mean?
Right.
But in acting, it's doing. It's doing. It's going out there and exploring what your body and mind can do, and it's also observing humanity. And that's what my acting coach told me, and it actually just sunk in recently. So, if I watch, I don't know if it's me, but if I watch one of my favorite movies. And I'm obsessed with a certain character. Every movie, I'm always obsessed with a certain character, whether it's the villain. So I'm obsessed with the villain. If I watch the movie once or twice, I start acting in it out. And luckily, I live by myself because I'm a nut job. and I think that's what makes it fun. That's what makes acting fun because I start acting and my voice, I don't know how, just suddenly starts changing because of practicing and I start doing different things. And that's I think, what it's about. So when you have an audition, I'm comfortable in playing whatever character needs to be played, whether it's me, whether it's a villain, whether it's something else, whether it's a woman, whether it's a, you know,
whatever.
Whatever it is, mm-hmm. I'm at a stage where I'm comfortable. While it takes a lot to be comfortable with yourself. I mean, you know, in front of, let's just say there's directors, producers in a room and there's a camera and you've got to make a fool out of yourself sometimes. And
right.
If you're not comfortable, that talent is not going to appear. And that's where a lot of people go wrong because they get nervous. Oh, he's going to be judging me. Oh, am I going to be, you know, there's all these voices. You know, you got to delete those voices. And I start in the room. When I say the room, it's my own room, my comfortable space at home. This is where the homework happens. So when I'm in that room where everyone else, I block everyone else. Like, I really don't care what everyone thinks of me. What's important is what I think of me. And I'm going to show them what I'm made of and then leave the room. Whether I get the role or not, it's not important. It's doing the best of the best in that room at that time because there's no other way.
Interesting.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Interesting. Well, I wanted to ask you, now when you watch a movie, since this is your trade, you know, this is your craft, this is your passion, do you look at a movie when I watch a movie, I'm like, oh wow, that's a neat bank robbery, or I like how this happened, or whatever. It just strictly from an audience viewing, viewer. Now, when you watch a movie, do you look at it and say, oh, I see what they did there, and it could be done this way, or I mean, do you? I'm sure you still enjoy it, but do you see all the mechanics of it?
Yeah, I'll tell you a thing. I have a rule. The first time I watch a movie to enjoy. The second one is to suffer.
I gotcha.
And by suffering, I mean, yeah, I get into it. I get into it. So I know if the scene was green screen or not. I can see if the guy was real in that moment or not, how they're working off each other. And I really, really get into it. Even though it's torturing to my mind, but it's learning for me. It's right. Learning. I just learned like how Denzel was in Training Day. He was an amazing badass villain. But then what I was trying to say is when I watched, like, you know, for example, one of my favorite movies like Training Day, how Denzel was playing a badass character, a corrupted cop. But then also he's playing a villain in American Gangster. But his character is very different to the villain he was in Training Day. They're both villains. It's very, very different. So how he plays it, it's amazing. One, he plays it very sudden in American Gangster. He's sudden. He's a villain because he's selling drugs. He's a drug lord. But the way he plays it, it's cool. He's a drug lord, well-respected, goes to church, looks after his family. But in Training Day, he's all about the money. So it's amazing to watch how the two different characters within one human being, but it's the intention.
Right.
It's the intention that drives us. So it's amazing to watch. Very, very two different. I can see two different people, but it's Denzel at the end of the day.
That's cool. Well, that's kind of like what you do. You very diverse characters, and you know, that's cool. Does it take you? You know, you were saying it doesn't take you that long to get into a character, right?
It really depends.
Okay.
You know, as you know, this is the thing, because I believe each actor or each human being, i.e. for yourself, we have a distinct character within you, right? And I believe throughout my life, I've developed a few characters. So, I mean, I can be intimidating if someone doesn't know who I am. it's funny because when I walk through the shop and if I'm having a shit day, I think I look pretty intimidating. Walking through, you know, like a Hulk, and then people just move out of the way. And it's funny because in my head, I know now I'm intimidating because of the way people look at me. But at the same time, my friends think I'm probably the most fun guy to hang out with. So I've got this villain within me that people who don't know me think I'm very intimidating. You know, oh God, don't talk to this guy. Don't muck around with this guy. He might. And then you got my friends who know me. You know, they think, oh God, we don't even know how you play a villain because we see you as the funniest, cool guy ever. How do you play a villain? So it's. I believe I have these two personalities. Maybe because I'm a Gemini. Yeah. So,
have you
a lot of characters within me which helps me play different characters? But at the same time, I do. I'm working on myself, so I work on playing a villain, how I can be intimidating, and how I can be funny, and how I can be... Yeah, so it's exploring. I've learned a lot about myself the last 5 years that I didn't know, which is amazing.
Well, that's always... personal growth is just always a good thing, you know? Have you ever had trouble... have you ever played a character that... afterwards you're like, oh man, I don't want to go there again, or I'm glad I'm not that way. You know, that's a villain that's just too villainy, you know.
What I've learned, if you're playing a character, you can't judge that character because you're playing it. So I always see the good side.
I gotcha.
I mean, you know, as a human being, naturally, I mean, audience, for me, I when I watch a movie, it's different. So when people watch a movie and they think, oh, well, Denzel in that movie is badass. Oh, God, you know, he deserved to die or whatever. So I don't see it that way. He has his own objective, you know, because every person thinks they're right.
That's true.
To make money. Someone else is working to seek power. So you can't really, I'm not saying you or anyone else. I look at it where I can't judge the character I'm playing. I have to see the good side because then it would drive me to achieve what I want to achieve. If I judge it too much, then I'm very...
Cutting yourself off at the knee. Yeah.
Then I can't play the character because then I hate him.
Right.
I can't do that. I have to see the positivity. And every villain, whether it's a James Bond villain, they think they're right.
Right.
They're right. They think the world is corrupt and they're changing it. And he believes he has the power to do it and make better. That's what they think. But what you think of them is different. And they think you're the villain. They think they're doing the right thing. And it's a human choice.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's interesting in the real world, even today, I think people, it's easy to lose sight of that. You know, we have these you see it on the news, you know, it's a crazy world we live in and all this and that, but we never, and I'm as guilty as anybody, I guess, you know, when you watch a story like that, you're absolutely right. The person that's doing these horrible things, they're not like just doing them to be a creep. They have a mindset.
There's a reason behind it. Unless they're psychologically disturbed and they're not within their own mind, that's a different animal.
Right.
But other than that, they think they're doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, in saying that, I'm talking about movies, but people that do the bombings in London, I definitely don't support that.
Oh, I don't either. I don't either.
Who supports killing innocent people? I mean, that's villain. That's villain. There's no sympathy there. So don't get me wrong. But if I was playing a character within a movie, I will think differently. Mm-hmm. But because we're in a real world, I definitely don't support that, if you know what I mean.
No, I agree completely. But it is interesting that, you know, approaching your craft like that, I think that's very cool. Because a lot of people, you know, when we watch a movie or whatnot, or a stage production or whatever, a television show or something, you'll see Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter or something and go, well, that guy is just three sheets to nutty, you know? I mean, he's just crazy. But maybe he doesn't think he's crazy, you know?
Of course, yeah. He's a very smart, sophisticated human being.
Higher level or something.
Higher level. His thinking is beyond us.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Now, so this last 5 years, this journey of acting and personal growth, self-discovery, was there a moment where you were, maybe I'm romanticizing this. I'm picturing you on a construction project or something and you're like, you know what? I need to be on the stage. I need to be in front of that camera. That's what needs to happen here. Or was it just
a question? Yeah. How did it just happen?
Right.
There was a moment in my life where it gave me the opportunity. I was working for a big construction company.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was happy making money but it was, I'm the kind of guy, I hate when I know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Right.
I love that element of surprise. The thing is about my life right now, tomorrow, I actually don't know what's going to happen. And the thing is about acting is, it's amazing because similar to today, I had an audition just similar to today, like I was just doing nothing. I don't do nothing. I read, I do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a phone call to audition, one of the biggest auditions of my life. And just like that.
Wow.
Well, in the real, I mean, I don't like to judge, but in my world, when I was working construction, I knew what was going to happen tomorrow. I have a meeting with the builder. He's going to swear at me. We have to finish this project. I know this project must finish in 6 months' time. I know what's going to happen tomorrow. I have to order materials. It was very predictable. It was very boring. Mm-hmm. And I thought, am I going to live my life till I'm 65, 70, you know, just knowing what's going to happen tomorrow? What's the purpose? You know, and I find a mystery is what drives us. If you know what's going to happen tomorrow and the day after, I think you're a robot.
Right. I agree.
I mean, it's just me. Maybe that's crazy thinking, but it hit me. And the thing is, I thank God because everything happens for a reason. What happened? I worked for this construction company. One, I'm probably the biggest. Mm-hmm. I was pretty successful. My boss loved me, everything else. I was there for 6 years and the company went under.
Mm.
So I was out of a job.
I've been there.
Honestly, lucky that happened because...
Right.
Before that, I'm talking about 6 years ago. I'm very grateful it happened because prior to that, I was working nonstop and I was playing it safe. Don't get me wrong. In the back of my mind, I wanted to be an actor. I watch a movie. I'm like, I should be in this movie. I can do this. But the next day, I'm working construction and very miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as this company went under, I was out of a job. And you know what? Within 1 week, I enrolled in an acting school.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I go, oh my God, this is where I belong. And then, yeah, since until now.
Well, you know,
that was the opening. That was an opportunity,
right,
upstairs to say, hey, idiot, you know, go chase what you really want to do.
Right.
It just made sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason I ask that question is I know there's a lot of people listening to the podcast that, so they're in a similar boat. They're in a similar boat. And what I wanted to point out, I've known a lot of people in all the creative fields, and it's they get a message, and whether you believe in, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what you believe. The universe or whatever sends you a message.
100%.
Answer
it. Sorry to correct you. It's not just in the artist's world. It's I think every person... And, you know, I mean, I'm not a big Eminem fan, but, you know, about that song, you only get one opportunity in life.
Right.
And you have to, like, the CEO of Microsoft or whatever, are you telling me they didn't get a song, they didn't struggle, there was somewhere in their life where there was a turning point. And I believe every big, massive, successful person, the difference between the big, successful people and the not, is they took the opportunity or they listened to that sign.
Right.
Other people ignored it. And some people in life, they just want to play it safe. Oh, no, I'm happy earning 50 grand a year. It's in my bank account every year. I'm happy. I'm married with 3-4 kids. I work and come back. I kiss my wife. We have dinner. You know, we get to the toilet and then sleep. Next day, same. Some people like that. Playing it safe. Definitely not me, man.
That sounds like torture to me. I'm the same way.
Seriously. But some people can do it. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I have done it. Mm-hmm. I have done it. And luckily for me, it reached that turning point. And then the company went under. It just happened in the right place because I was about to lose it. I was about to lose my mind, honestly. Right. And then that sign came. It just all made sense. Amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, also, you're a martial artist. Have you always done that your whole life, or is that something new that has started as well? Yeah.
Honestly, that kind of helped because, again, since I was a little kid, I did a lot of karate.
Okay.
And I've always loved, I don't know why, I've always loved to be tough. I was bullied in school, surprisingly. But I was the kind of guy, whoever bullies me, I just punch him in the face.
Right.
So I got suspended. Oh, geez. When I first came to Australia, because I couldn't speak English. So I had like a gang every day surrounding me. And I couldn't speak English. And they were surrounding me, kicking me. And I remember one time I just had enough. And I think I beat up 5 guys. And then because I couldn't defend myself and speak English, I was the victim. So I got suspended. I got suspended from 5-6 schools.
Oh, wow.
And honestly, I'm not a troublemaker at all. I was just defending myself, but I couldn't speak English.
Right.
And then finally, I got into a school where I actually had people love me. And by then, I was pretty because I did karate when I was a little kid, and that's how I defended myself. And then that went up from karate to Muay Thai, and now I do a lot of martial arts, and I train with a couple of stunt guys, really, really tough guys. So, yeah, that's how that happened. But I thought, okay, in the artist world, you got to use your strengths. I'm thinking, okay, what am I good at? You know, I love action films. I'd love to be in action films. I can do stunts. I can do fighting. I can do some good stuff on screen. I can use that. But at the same time, I didn't want to seclude myself to that. I want to do acting also. I don't want to use my body to be on screen. So I want to use acting. I like to play a villain. I like to play a good guy. I like to play a scientist. You know what I mean? So at the same time, I was working on that, but I thought, you know what? Always wanted to be an action film, you know, do these somersault kicks, punches, you know, like Olympus Has Fallen.
Right.
You know, London Has Fallen, those big action-packed films. You know, my dream is to be in one of those, an action figure kind of guy or a villain, as long as, I get to do the shooting and the martial arts and all that. That's great. So that's how that came. It came handy.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, and it doesn't surprise me because I know a lot of people in various types of work, they have a background in martial arts or athletics or whatever. And one of the great things I think about those things is it really, especially with children, it teaches them if you're not good at something, if you work at it and train, you improve, you know, and that's a very important life lesson that a lot of people don't get, you know.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you're good at something, do it, wherever it is. It could be, there's so much, you have to be a doctor to be smart. You have to be, no, it's not true.
Right.
You got to chase what you're good at, what you love. I mean, your job, I don't call it a job. If you enjoy your job, it's not a job, it's a hobby.
Right. It's absolutely true.
So when you ask people who actually do what they do, you know, like the actors who actually enjoy their they don't call it a job. They enjoy every day on set. They work 15 hours, 16 hours a day. Not many people can do that for months to finish the movie with hard work, training or acting and all that stuff. They love it. You know, I've been on set, you know, on Gods of Egypt. I was on set maybe for 2 months, 15 hours, 16 hours a day. And honestly,
really?
I loved every minute of it. But you tell me go on construction site for 1 hour, I'd lose my mind. I couldn't.
Right. Well.
Reason, I want to work. I love work. But I have to do the work that I'm passionate about.
Right. Well, and the costumes on Gods of Egypt are much more fun than the construction. You could wear that outfit on the construction site, but, you know, I don't know if much construction would get done. That's cool, man. I had no idea.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. It's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Let me ask you this. Now, I've, with some of the actor friends that I have, and now you as well, I know a lot of these folks will work on a project or something, and then it takes a while for that project to come out, you know, because it has to be made. Just the is that hard to do? You're like, you know, because, you know, you're like, hey, I just did this fantastic project, I'm excited about it, and you guys will see it in 6 months. You know, is that hard to, or is it just part of it?
I never say anything because you never know.
Oh, okay.
You never know what happens. I mean, Gods of Egypt, when we finished filming, it came out after 2 years.
Wow.
And I know the reason why. It's heavily, heavily CGI. I mean, every scene. I've never watched a movie where every scene is CGI.
Mm-hmm.
So some movies you watch where it's, you know, actual some scenes, actual sceneries, and but every scene is CGI.
So it took a while to do that.
And if you've seen the movie, it's
oh yeah,
you'll understand. I mean the work behind it, the technology, the computer technology, the graphics. It's a lot of work. So it's for me, I can absorb that. Why it takes 2 years? Not that I know how to use the computer and use all these. But there's a lot of. But if you buy the DVD, there's a section where he says the making of it.
Okay.
And I mean, I understand because I was there, but I watched it again. There's the stunts. There's all. It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, some of my friends, till they actually watched the movie and the making of it, they had appreciation. They're mm-hmm. like, "Oh wow, look, you know, the graphics. It's, I didn't know CGI." I go, "Hello, yes, it was all CGI." You know, like,
it is.
There's no dragons. There's no
right.
But I understand they're not in that world. Mm-hmm. No, they're not in the world, so I understand why would they think, oh, why does it take too long to make a movie? I mean, I know. I'm actually making a short film, and my God, it's taking me ages. Ages. It's because I'm a bit of a perfectionist, but if you want to do good work, it takes a long time to make a film. And my one, this is my very, very first created short film, which will be under 10 minutes and submitted to all festivals. But my God, man, I've been working on it for months. It took me ages to make a script. Took me ages to get actual, not even halfway filming. So thank God we filmed a few scenes. They look incredible. I'm still halfway, and it's my God, it takes forever. But I enjoy the journey. It's amazing, and I'm only making a 10-minute film. Wow! You have to respect filmmakers. You know, whether they make good films or not, it's
a lot of work.
A lot of work. My God.
I hear you. Yeah, actually, Gods of Egypt, it's interesting that you mentioned that. That is on our DVR. Me and my girlfriend watched it, and it was on, I don't know, HBO or something, and we recorded it. And yep. She's one of her things that she does is she's into this, I don't know if they have this in Australia, they called cosplay, where they dress up in costumes they make and then they go to conventions and stuff. She's really into that, and she does that, and she saw the movie and she's just like, oh, we can't erase this there's too many good costumes in this movie, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's into all that. Yeah,
because I mean fantasies, because you get to play a character that's you know, it's only a fantasy. You're not playing right. a real human being or a character that exists. It's a fantasy, and it's an escape, and it's the best.
That's awesome.
You know, it's the best.
That's awesome. So yeah. your new short film, you say it's about halfway done. No, this will be out in all the festivals, and that's where people will see. I know people how this.
Unfortunately, with short films, they don't get distributed like big films. And
right.
And at the end of the day, with short films, nobody makes short films to make money. It's a way of telling the festivals. And at the end of the day, someone out there will see it, whether it's a producer or a director of a decent status, might say, hey, I like your movie. Let's work together. It's an opportunity.
Right.
So for me, I mean, I'm an actor, but in future, I do want to make movies. In saying that, I don't want to direct because that's not my strength. But I believe when you make your own film, you have the opportunity to tell your own story and you get to play a character you want to play rather than waiting for the opportunity for someone to ask you to play it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So and because, you know, I'm not at a stage in my career where I get to choose and pick what I want to play, if you know what I mean. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what encouraged me now to make my own films and why I'm starting with my own short film, because it keeps me busy. So when I'm not busy, I work on it,
right,
which is great. This is one way to keep myself motivated and keep the momentum going. So and it's fun. It's exciting. I'm experimenting. I'm playing a character that's got three personalities. So
wow.
I'm experimenting myself. Yeah, it's a challenge for me. Whether I can do it or not, I don't really say that. I just do it. I just do it. And I've got a director who I've got on board, who I've worked with. And this is what's great making your own film, is that throughout the 5 years that I've been acting and being professional on set, and I always love to make what's the word? I'm always professional in everything else, but always when I'm on set, I always like to make the connections, but also like to make an appearance. So when they watch me, it's like, oh wow, I want to work with this guy again. I always like to have that, so that in 5 years' time, like where I'm now, when I make a movie, I can say, hey, Mr. Director, we've worked together on this film. Do you want to direct my short film? Yes, I want to work with you. Bang. So that's what I really want to do. So I've got a great crew working on my film, and that's why I've shot about three scenes and they look, oh my god, amazing. Way better than I expected. It's because, you know, I've worked on my acting, I've got a director, amazing director, working on his directing. You know, I've got someone working who's great DOP. So I've chosen every person that's great in his discipline in meeting them on set.
Nice.
That's how you work. All connections at the end of the day.
Well, and it's cool to make those connections too. You know, it's just cool. And it's cool to surround yourself with people that get what you're doing. You know, they understand, they're digging what you're laying down. And, you know, it's a good feeling. It's an empowering feeling.
It's very important because then that's where magic gets created, honestly, because, you know, I'm very, very, very passionate and positive person. If I've got someone as equal as me, something good's going to happen. On set, on the day,
right.
Not because of, I don't believe in talent. You got to be passionate,
tenacity,
and love what you do, mate. You're going to be talented,
right?
No such thing as, oh yeah, this guy, you know, without passion, he could just, yeah. I don't think talent gets created from just, oh, you're a natural. I don't believe that.
I agree.
The great actors on TV, people go, oh wow, it looks so easy. It's because he makes it easy. He makes it bloody easy, but when I do it, it's not easy.
That's right. That's why he gets a giant check. You know, that's why he's in. That's, you know, that's why.
At the end of the day, these guys have started from somewhere.
Right. And it took them a while to get to that point, you know.
10 years, some of them 15 years. I mean, every actor has his own journey. But some of them took 10, 15 years of hard work and passion and persistence. Most people would quit. I'm talking about the average people that's not passionate. Couple of years, oh no, it's too hard. No one's going to discover me. That's a typical actor.
Mm.
But a driving actor would not care to be discovered, and you wouldn't give yourself, like, I've got some friends, and I'm not going to mention any names. Oh, if I don't get discovered within 5 years, I'm quitting. I'm like, man, good luck.
Right. Might as well quit now. You've already quit in your head. You know?
People like Al Pacino, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman didn't get discovered till he was 50. Or 55, I'm not sure.
Right.
He was working for 15 years, and that's Morgan Freeman.
Right.
You know, and this is where I'm like, wow, if I get discovered in 20 years, I'll be happy. You know what I mean? Like, it's you got the most amazing actors who today they've made history. But what drives me is they started off a place like me.
Right.
You know, it has to start off with passion. And then they work and work and work and work and just believe. You got to believe it's going to happen to you. And that's why you chase it, because it's hope. If you don't have hope, what's the point? It's like the rabbit chasing the carrot. The rabbit believes he's going to get the carrot. if you do believe it, you're gonna get that carrot. But if you don't believe it, if you believe a human being's got the string at the end, and you go, no, it's not gonna happen, because there's always a way.
That's right.
The rabbit, you might think he's not smart, but somehow, maybe he's too fast. The string is gonna break. He's gonna get the carrot. That's what I believe. If I was a rabbit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very true. It's very true. And you have to work, you know, something about goals that I have found is you, every day, I mean, yes, we all want that end brass ring, but if you can't get that every day, you at least make little steps towards it every day, you know,
exactly.
Have some movement there, and you got to do it.
That's where people go wrong. People want to achieve success tomorrow. No. CEOs have worked for 20 years.
Right.
Every day unsuccessful, every day rejections. I mean, especially with us actors, how many rejections? But some people fall apart. They can't handle rejections. But you know what? Rejections actually make you stronger.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
You know, you've got to look at the positives. I mean, my God, when I first started acting, you know how many people Jamie told me I should quit? You know how many people? All I heard was quit.
Right.
No one actually motivated me. It was only me. Not even my own parents. So, and now everyone believes in me. And I'm like, wow, now you believe in me. It's like,
right.
You know, it's all good. But hey, I didn't need you.
What's great, you know, is because you did it. And you appreciate it a bunch.
5 years of torture. And believe me, there'll be another 5-10 years more torture. But at least I've gotten to a stage where I go, you know what, I can now soldier on.
Right.
It's not going to be easy, but... at least I go, you know what? People are starting to see, okay, this guy is a decent actor. You know what? Which is good enough for me, because now I can work harder on myself and get better, and I will get better with time. But at least now I believe that there's hope. While the first couple of years, I actually didn't believe. But I don't know how and why I continued. I don't know why, actually.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Wasim, I mean, you know, all I can say is I've saw some of your work on YouTube and whatnot, and I'm just blown away by it. It's fantastic, you know.
I appreciate it. It's
you're real good.
I still call it work in progress, because when I watch it, and I'm talking about, like, this is probably done a year or 2 years ago. When I watch it now, I say, oh, well, I would have approached that scene different, and I would have done it different, because maybe I'm wiser, maybe I've learned more tricks. Sometimes I watch, I'm like, oh, it's good what I did, but I could have done it better this way. But it's continuous improvement, because acting is subjective. There's no right way, but your job is to make the audience interested.
Absolutely.
If they're interested, you've done your job. If they're not interested, I don't know, man, go work at a cafe.
I hear you, man. And it's so true. It's so true. Well, yeah, it's amazing. And I can't wait to see more, Wasim. I can't wait to see more. And
I appreciate it. It's a tough journey, but I don't mind it. It's a few things are coming up. I'm making my own short film. I've actually got an action film. My God, my dream finally came true. I've got an action film that's called Out for Vengeance, which is filming in Europe. And I should be there. I'm still waiting confirmation. I should be there possibly in August filming. And it's a really great role, character. That's one thing I'm looking forward to. And, I don't know what happens after that, but I believe every film I... that film will open a door for me, and then that will lead to my next project. And then that project, if I do very well, opens my neck. This is how I think, step by step. I don't think of, oh, I've got four projects ahead of me. No, I just think, what's next? I have to do very, very, very well, the best of my ability. Hopefully that will get me my next job, and then moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we also have a link I wanted to let people know on our show page and whatnot to Wasim. Oh man, I'm going to mess your last name up again. I don't think I will. Hawat.
Pretty close.
Your Facebook page as well. Wasim Hawat International is your Facebook page. And Yeah, I want people to go over there and like the page and whatnot, and that way you can keep up to date, folks, with what's going on.
I'm also on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter.
Nice.
I mean, that's what actors do. You got to be on all. I mean, it's very hard to keep up. But
it is.
You know, and social media, but that's what needs to be done. So yeah. So I'm on those, and if anyone's interested, I mean, my IMDb, the professional. It's International Movie Database. That's what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply Wasim Hawa. You just type that, and then you can see my record.
Nice.
I'm
telling you, this social media, I agree with you, man. It's my standing joke. I keep telling people, I'm like, I need to hire a 14-year-old girl with a cell phone. There's a new one every week, it seems like, that I got to keep up with.
We're all generation. We're just trying to keep up.
That's right.
Just swimming in that pond.
It's so true. It is so true. But it's cool because you can, you know, I mean, like, for instance, us meeting and talking and having this conversation on opposite sides of the planet.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I couldn't see that happening 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I relate to you because 15 years ago, I didn't even know how to use a phone.
Right.
Yet, you know, we're talking on Skype. So... yeah, I mean, this generation, you know, geez, my sister's kid is 5 years old. He uses the iPad better than I do. And I'm thinking, well, you know, when I was 5 years old, geez.
I had a truck or something, race cars.
In a toilet. I needed my mum to help me out. So
right.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Technology is amazing. And I mean, I still struggle through technology, but I think I just survive. I just know how to use it.
Right.
You know, and it is, you got these kids, you know, I mean, they're on their iPad, they're playing these games, and I'm looking through, I'm like, man, if you gave me this game, I couldn't know how to play it.
Right.
It's just, wow. And I was watching, this guy's 5 years old, they're 5 years old, but that's the standard now.
Right.
If a 5 year old can't play with their iPad, it's like, oh, wow, you're dumb. And it's like, hello, I'm 35, I can't play it.
Exactly. Well, Seem, I'm old enough to remember when you played video games, you had to put a quarter in them and actually stand up at them, you know what I mean?
You know what, I remember those times because I used to jig school to play those video games, and Street Fighter.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was a good one.
You know, and I was pretty young, I can't remember how old I am, but I remember I was the only, because my you know, I mean, a lot of agents, and no disrespect to agents, they were great at playing those video games.
Uh-huh.
And I was the only guy that kicked their ass.
That's awesome.
Again, it comes down to obsession. My gift is, if I'm obsessed with something, my God, I'm so good at it. So all I did was play video games when I was 5-6 years old. That was my gift. And then these agents who were playing day and night at home, they would come and practice the next day to come and play with me before going to school. Man, I would kick their ass. They're like, how? I go, mate, a magician never reveals his tricks.
That's awesome.
And I was a little shit. I don't even know where I learned it from. Must have been
probably in a movie. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Seem, that's about going to do it. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I really appreciate
I very enjoyed this chat. It was very interesting.
Absolutely. And there you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I did. What a great conversation, and just a fantastic actor in person. I'm really happy with this one. Okay, well, we will be back, if I can learn to talk. We will be back tomorrow. Tonight's, like I said, Monday night for us here in the States. We will be back Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. We've got another fantastic filmmaker on, Mr. Jared Cohen. So we will see you then. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.